Also, on the marketing side of things, we work with community a lot. So for example, for all of the online events, educational webinars, educational workshops, or bigger summits. Lately, we had a Instagram summit for 25,000 attendees. We partnered a lot with our community to help us build content.
Hi, my name is Sarah Panous. I've spent the last 2 decades driving digital content for billion-dollar brands. Now, I help content marketers build winning brand storytelling strategies and reduce feelings of overwhelm and confusion. Join me as we discuss strategy, creativity, confidence, and building a better connection with your audience. Think of this as a creative content marketing jam session mixed with chicken soup for the soul. This is the Marketing with Empathy podcast. Hey, hey, Kindred Speakers. Welcome back to another weekly episode of the Marketing with Empathy podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Panous, and today we are speaking with Anna Tutskaya from the company ManyChat. Anna and I are going to discuss ways to transform your customers into an extension of your marketing team. Sounds pretty good, right? But first, who is Anna Tutskaya? She's a really interesting person, I think, with a background that's filled with a lot of resilience and smarts when I was reading through her bio. She's a self-made marketing maven, mother of two, and an international entrepreneur who's run successful businesses on 2 continents. Now, as head of digital marketing at ManyChat, the world's leading chat marketing platform, and we'll learn a little bit more about that today, she's helping reshape the marketing strategies of nearly 2 million businesses around the world. Anna proved her skills as an entrepreneur when she successfully launched a chain of farm-to-table grocery stores in a far-off port city in Russia. But when she sought to start a new life with her family in the U.S., her business ambitions met an unexpected roadblock. And this is where I think her resilience and smarts really comes in. Thanks to her immigration status, she was barred from collecting a paycheck, let alone starting a new business in the U.S. Turning an obstacle into an opportunity, she refocused her attention on a latent talent that she discovered while running her previous business, which was marketing. She took an unpaid internship at wearable biometrics startup, Lumo Body Tech, and soon her innovative ad campaigns were driving 80% of the company's revenue. It's a pretty dang good intern, isn't it? So impressive were her results that as soon as her work visa was approved, she was promoted directly from unpaid intern to head of the entire digital marketing team. Her smash success was a testament to her deep knowledge and skill, but also armed with a secret. She was also armed with a secret weapon of ManyChat. Their suite, and we're going to learn more about their suite of automation tools, and it really became this indispensable part of her digital arsenal, even helping her power her own Silicon Valley-based marketing agency. So when ManyChat asked her to lead their digital marketing team in 2019, a couple years ago, she didn't think twice. For a marketer, there's nothing better than, you know, marketing a product you really believe in. So we're going to hear Anna's tips to help you transform your community into an extended marketing team after a word from our sponsors.
You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Heiler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcasts.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
All right. Welcome to the show, Anna.
Hi, Sarah. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So, Anna, I just love your backstory. I do think, I know I mentioned it, a lot of resilience and smarts. It's so exciting to hear your success journey. And you were going to talk about customers and making them part of an extension of marketing teams, which for my audience, we have all sorts of brand communication content marketers that are listening right now who would love to figure out better ways to engage their customers, to help their customers do more, even more for their business, and to better engage and connect with them. So I've heard you say that a company's customers are the most overlooked marketing resource. What is it with customers that you think brands are overlooking?
I think it first starts, you know, with a goal and objective of every company, right? Which is normally driving growth and driving sales. And very often when I speak to companies, that's their, you know, thing that is top of mind. And a lot of companies overlooking, you know, what happens next after this desired, you know, conversion, after this desired purchase. And I actually think what comes next is the most important part, you know, of the every entrepreneur, of every marketer, you know, that launches the campaigns. Because think of it as, you know, filling a huge bucket, you know, with water, which is what you do with driving customers in, right? By using ads, by using influencer campaigns, any partnerships, whatever you do on the marketing side of things. But then having this bucket, you know, full of holes, right? And letting water pour away. So what we want to do, you know, with community building is making sure that our bucket is stable and can fill, you know, as many customers, as many water as possible. Mm-hmm. And that helps you really, you know, to take the customer that you already have, A, make this customer happy, and B, think, what else can I provide, you know, to this customer so they stay with us longer, and B, also bring in way more customers themselves. So they basically become your extended marketing team.
Yeah. And I want to talk more about your own community of brand ambassadors at ManyChat. But before I get into that and hearing like your own example and what you guys do, tell us a little bit more about ManyChat first. Just lay the stage for us, for those of us who are unfamiliar with your company.
I'm happy to do that. ManyChat is a chat marketing platform, and we work with small and medium businesses and help them to build automations on platforms like Messenger, SMS, email, and Instagram. Instagram is a huge hit, especially for, you know, those who use this channel to promote their products and services. And what ManyChat does, it is allows to, you know, automate all your DMs, allows you sell directly on Instagram, allows you to increase your conversion rate. So you're not, you know, sending traffic outside of Instagram to your homepage or landing pages where, like, what normally the conversion rate is not over than 5%, right? And then, like, all this traffic is lost, but actually have these direct connections and communications on the platform itself that you can optimize and that you can automate and sell directly through the platform.
Oh, gotcha. And do you work with all types of companies, or do you specialize in any certain industries and types of brands that you work with?
No, all sorts of companies use ManyChat. Okay. A huge focus is on agencies that run services for their customers, a huge focus on e-commerce, because again, like, all around selling, how to sell smarter, more efficient, but also a lot of local businesses use ManyChat too.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay, good. So now that we have a little bit more of a background on what you do and what your company does at ManyChat, let's dig into your community then of ultra loyal brand ambassadors that you've activated at ManyChat. I'd love to hear more about it. So can you tell us more about your community? I'm curious, like, how it's structured, who's in it, you know, what you do with them. Like, tell us all about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So very early on at ManyChat, we decided that we want to bring the community of our customers and bring them together. And we built a Facebook group. Currently, it's over 1,000 people in this Facebook group of amazing, smart marketers, entrepreneurs who share their secrets, you know, how to grow their companies, how to use the product, but also connect with us as a company, you know, to get the latest updates, to help us build the product. We tend to go to our customers a lot when we're doing any user research, when we want to make sure, you know, we understand where the product is going. But then also on the marketing side of things, We work with community a lot. So for example, for all of the online events, educational webinars, educational workshops, or bigger summits, lately we had a Instagram summit for 25,000 attendees. We partnered a lot with our community to help us build content, you know. So a lot of them were our speakers, a lot of them were leading the workshops and teaching our prospects on how to do automation flows, on how to, you know, specifically use the product or grow their companies within the specific industries. So we do that a lot. And we also, on our side of things, we power, you know, the community with all the knowledge, you know, they need to become better, you know, users, but also to become educators. We power them with coupon codes so they can share with their students, or they can share with their audiences. And very often we help them, you know, spread the word by building this co-marketing campaigns with them.
I love that. And I want to follow up on something that you just said. Tell me, you said you had a summit with 25,000 attendees. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Wow. It was in person. I in person or virtual?
No, it was virtual.
Okay. I was going to say, holy cow. But still, that's really impressive. And I love the idea of tapping into your owners, your users, to teach it to other people. That's like the most amazing. It's a great testimonial. It's great word of mouth, like the actual people who are using it. So can you just tell me a little bit more about how that worked? Because I think that's a great idea for folks listening who have customers that actually could be in more of like a teacher or, you know, answerer type role, like how you did that. I would love to hear more on that.
Yeah, I think the first step here is really getting to know your customers really well. So once we figured that a lot of our customers are in the educational space, so they teach other marketers, you know, on how to build growth marketing strategies, or they teach marketers on how to build automation for their businesses using ManyChat, we basically put together all those educators in a smaller subgroup, right? Where we spend a lot of time together, first of all, figuring out what they need and how can ManyChat help them, but then also learning a lot from them, right? So as a company, it's impossible for us, you know, to know everything, you know, about all the industries, about all the geolocations. So we rely heavily on this group. So for instance, when we were putting together content for IG Summit, right, we knew, okay, we needed a certain amount of educators in e-commerce space. So we reached out to those, you know, whom we knew were experts in this field within our customers. And then same for like agencies, same for like restaurant businesses, so on and so forth. So I would say that's the most important thing. First of all, knowing them, then making sure, you know, you're in continuous communication with them, but then also providing them the opportunity, you know, to be your voice when it's needed.
Mm. Yeah, and that's really key with a community, isn't it? I mean, it's like you create a community, and it's not really a community if there's not ongoing engagement. So it sounds like you do an amazing job with that, your company, your team does, because you knew and you can segment for when moments like your Instagram summit happened and you need certain educators in certain industries, you can go to that community to find them. So I actually think that's a great example of another way that people, that companies can tap into their owner base. I'm curious, you know, in communities, you know, what works best to engage your community? Is there any types of activities or things that you do with that community that tend to work better than others?
I would say the first and most important thing is providing that safe place, right, where you have a certain set of rules and guidelines, right? So everyone has an opportunity to share, you know, their information, and they know that they will be heard and they will be listened to, and no one, you know, will basically bully them or, you know, leave any negative feedback or negative comments. So we stay on top of the game there. So we have admins, you know, who run the community and who make sure that the environment is always positive there. So that's the first and most important part. The second part, I would say, is constantly providing content, interesting content that community needs to engage, you know, them with this, with conversations, to engage them, you know, with newest information. You can provide them either about your product or about the industry or about, you know, the geolocation you're at that is, you know, important for your products or services. Then I would say outside of content, to make sure you understand what content your community needs, right? You need to always ask them. So for example, we like on a monthly basis, we have our questionnaire to our community where we ask them, okay, guys, what are your needs? What do you want to learn more? What do you want us to share with you more? On, you know, a regular basis, because you never know, right? Normally you're isolated, you have your goals and objectives, like as a team you're working towards, but it's very important to actually, you know, make this pulse check and go back to your community and ask these questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And that plays in a big role within this podcast. We talk about marketing with empathy. It's having empathy for your owner base in this instance and having a dialogue and not having it just be a one way where you're just pushing product stuff at them. You're asking, you're engaging them. It's a two way street back and forth. And so that it actually creates a community. So good job doing that.
Yeah. And also community members, at least some of them, they want to be heard, right? So thinking, how can you award them, you know, for being a part of your community? Can you invite them to your, you know, Instagram account and do lives? You know, can you create a webinar where invite some of the community members, you know, to have an interesting discussion together and then share with your audience, with the rest of the audience, this material? Everyone really wants, you know, to be heard, to be seen, and for their ideas, you know, to be shared.
Yeah. And I'm curious, why did you guys decide to do it in a Facebook group versus another platform?
Since our first product was Messenger automation, all of our customers were on Facebook. And it was just such an easy, you know, thing for, you know, for us to do, but then also for customers, you know, to be at. So I would say whenever you are thinking, where do you want to create your community? Think about your customers. Again, like getting back to your customers and asking them, where do they hang out the most? You know, what would be the most convenient for them? And then create the space there.
Okay, Anna, you've been giving us some great tips, and it's really helpful to hear, you know, how other companies do it. So that's why I love having folks from companies on to share what do they do, because it gives us all different inspiration for our own companies. Are there any other tips you haven't already mentioned that for everyone listening right now would help them think about or about how to engage their customers more?
Yeah, I think we've already discussed a lot about engagement, you know, how to engage. I would also want to talk about how to bring users inside your community, how to bring customers inside your community, because the bigger the community, you know, the bigger the engagement. People start to engage, you know, with themselves, and then there is always this buzz happening. So a lot of the times when I use the product, very lately, you know, I got to know that, oh, they actually have the community. So I would say it's very important to keep reminding your users that there is this place where they can enter and all the benefits that they are getting from both the brand itself and then also connecting with others. So we do it through all the marketing, you know, channels possible. We do it through the website. When you go to manychat.com, you see it right on the homepage that we have our Facebook community that we are very proud of. We always include this in our welcome email series where, okay, if you have questions, you know, or if you want to get to know the latest product updates, or if you want to connect with like-minded folks, you know, join the community. We also have it in product and then also in support. You know, it takes time for the support team to get back with the answers. So we always say, in the meantime, go to our Facebook group and see if you can find answers there. So It helps, you know, with this organic growth. And if you're doing ads, you can also do it on the paid side of things. I don't think it works for the cold audience, but for the warm audience, you know, you can create, filter out those, you know, customers that are not, let's say, in your community and run, you know, ads inviting them to join.
Mm-hmm. Smart. Okay, that's great. So tons of great tips there, things to think about with your own communities, folks. And then, Anna, any watchouts, like anything that you've done that's totally bombed and not worked, or things that you've seen others do where you're like, ooh, don't do that. It doesn't work very well. Anything like that you want to highlight?
That's interesting. I think the biggest one that we actually trapped into is not being active on the community ourselves. Mm-hmm. I think at some point, you know, there was, you know, we had this big, you know, lively community and We decided, okay, like we can actually decrease the amount of hours we spend there ourselves. And it wasn't good. So the engagement rates, they go down, you know, immediately once you do that. So you need to be constantly there, connecting, communicating, sharing content. So that's, I think, the biggest. The second one is, I think it goes with everything, you know, in business, promising and not delivering. Mm-hmm. So if you're asking something, if you're asking your community, what content do they prefer? Or what online events do you want us to, you know, create for you? Do that. Yeah. So always deliver what's promised and better over deliver, right? And the last one is not setting guidelines and, you know, very specific rules, what can be done and what cannot be done. I think it's something that you will always get back to and, you know, add to improve, something you will be removed, but that should be always there, because a lot of people will come back to you and ask why, you know, Anna did that post, why can't I? So for example, why can't I share, you know, my educational training when we, you know, don't allow users to, you know, sell and promote a lot of their services. We don't want it to become, you know, an ad platform. Yeah. So having this guidelines is very important.
Definitely. Okay, so you've covered a lot already, but is there anything else that I haven't asked you about yet that you want to add? Or do you think we've covered it all?
I think we've covered it all. Like in marketing, in business, I always, you know, it all comes down to basics, like knowing your customers really well, asking questions, delivering product that answers, you know, their needs, and then doing everything possible, you know, to keep those customers with you, you know, with the brand, and by constantly nurturing them, taking care of them, you know, connecting them together. I think that's the key.
Beautiful. Okay, so as we're going to be wrapping up here, I would love to tell everyone how they can find you online. Where should they go to connect with you and learn more?
I'm on LinkedIn as Anna Tutska, and you can also go to annadigital.co learn more about myself. And also there is a place to connect with me there.
Perfect. And then ManyChat is where would you like people to connect to learn more about if they're interested in chat marketing? How should they find out more there?
Absolutely. Go to ManyChat.com and you'll find all the information there.
Okay, I'll make sure I put all those links in the show notes, folks. So if you're driving and out and about and can't write that down right now, no worries. Just click the link on the show notes in this podcast description and you can find those. And I'm excited to share that Anna and the ManyChat team have a free offer for all of my listeners. You can try 1 month of ManyChat Pro completely free. Just go to ManyChat.com, click Get Started. Once you sign up for your account, all you'll need to do to unlock this offer is use the code PODCAST. This is a limited opportunity, though, so if you're interested in chat marketing, be sure to sign up before all the offers are claimed. So that's wonderful. So thanks again, Anna. Thank you so much for coming on to share more about what you do with us. High fives for finishing another episode. When faced with an obstacle, you're the type of person who gets better instead of bitter. I hope you feel creatively inspired and invite you to check back often for more goodness from me and my guest. If you want more actionable advice and inspiration, head over to kindredspeak.com for show notes, all discount codes from today's episode, and to sign up for my newsletter. Subscribe now to the Marketing with Empathy podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you get your podcast. And if you'd be so kind, will you please leave me a review? This helps my podcast get noticed by others. Keep smiling.